Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Children from ages 5 to 11 may soon be eligible for COVID-19 vaccines. In preparation, the Biden administration today unveiled a plan to roll out the shots as soon as they're authorized by the FDA. They have enough doses to vaccinate all 28 million kids in that age group. It's just up to parents to get them administered. NPR's health correspondent Rob Stein joins us now with the latest. And Rob, tell us the details about what the White House announced today.
Yeah, so basically the White House announced that it has made all the plans necessary to make sure the country is ready to vaccinate those kids ages 5 to 11 as soon as the vaccine has been authorized by the Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. You know, you probably remember the vaccine is already available to older kids, those ages 12 and older, but millions of parents around the country have been waiting for the vaccine for those younger kids. And today the federal government announced it has purchased enough vaccine to vaccinate all 28 million kids in that age group, and has lots of plans underway or in place to make sure it's easy and convenient for parents to get it.
Okay, easy and convenient. How exactly would parents get the vaccine for their young kids?
Yeah, so the administration says it has already recruited more than 25,000 pediatricians' offices and other primary care sites around the country to get shots in kids' arms, and is working to get more queued up. In addition, the government is working with states to provide training for how to give the shots and make sure they have all the supplies they need. For example, they're making sure the vaccine comes with smaller needles for those smaller arms, and making sure the vaccine is shipped out in cartons containing 10 vials that each hold 10 doses, so enough vaccines for 100 shots. The vaccine can be stored for up to 10 weeks at standard refrigeration temperatures and for as long as 6 months in ultra-cold temperatures. So that's to make sure it doesn't go bad while it's getting rolled out. And the administration is also partnering with the Children's Hospital Association to work with more than 100 children's hospitals across the country to set up vaccination sites starting in November and running at least through the end of the year. The shots will also be available at thousands of pharmacies as well as through hundreds of schools and community health centers.
Okay, so it sounds pretty expansive. What are the next steps before all of this can happen?
Well, you know, the FDA's independent outside advisors will meet next Tuesday to review Pfizer's request to authorize a 10 microgram dose of its vaccine, which is about a third of the adult dose. Pfizer has submitted evidence that that's safe and effective, and assuming that panel recommends authorization and the agency agrees, which is pretty likely, a CDC expert panel will take it up the following week. That's the first week of November, which means the CDC director will likely sign off on a vaccine for young kids by the end of that week. And that means those younger kids, you know, ages 5 to 11, could finally start getting their shots right after that. You know, they'd need two shots spaced 21 days apart, just like grown-ups, to be fully vaccinated. So conceivably, we're talking about millions of younger kids on their way to being fully vaccinated by Thanksgiving.
Rob, I want to back up just a little bit here. We've heard a lot about how kids are less likely to get dangerously sick from COVID-19. How important is it then for them to be vaccinated, especially kids who are so young?
Yeah, you know, COVID-19 does pose a far less of a risk to kids, thankfully, but they still can catch the virus and can, in relatively rare cases, thankfully, still get really sick and end up in the hospital and even die. So public health experts say it is really important to give them as much protection as possible, especially with a lot of them back in school now. And during a briefing today, Dr. Anthony Fauci from the National Institutes of Health stressed that kids can spread the virus. So, you know, vaccinating them will help bring the pandemic under control, hopefully.
In the era of Delta, children get infected as readily as adults do, and they transmit the infection as readily as the adults do.
And remember, even though the Delta surge does appear to be receding finally, more than 75,000 people are still catching the virus every day in this country, and more than 1,200 are still dying every day. And we're heading into the colder weather and the holidays, raising concerns that yet another surge could be possible.
I have just under 30 seconds with you, Rob. There's also some big news to come out about boosters, right? What's the latest there?
Yeah, so the FDA is expected to authorize boosters of the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines at any moment. You know, Pfizer boosters have been available for weeks, but the 69 million people who got the Moderna shots and the 15 million who got the J&J have been waiting for their boosters. The FDA's outside advisors last week recommended Moderna boosters for the same people eligible for the Pfizer boosters, and for recommended for J&J boosters for anyone age 18 and older. So it looks like that is imminent, finally.
NPR health correspondent Rob Stein, as always, thank you.
You bet.